Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Heartbroken about this, but New York City is at a breaking point, according to their mayor, due to migration. Illegal immigrants coming to New York City has put New York City at a breaking point.
Thank you, Mayor Obvious. My thing is that I thought it was hilarious. He goes to El Paso to tell him that. That's like preaching to the ultimate, preaching to the choir.
No kidding.
And how dare you come here from New York City and expound on the problem. Why don't you go to where the problem is originating?
Well, did he say at El Paso, did he say some version of don't send these illegal immigrants to New York City anymore because we're at a breaking point?
Yeah.
Or did he say don't let them in?
No, he said we're at a breaking point. We can't handle it anymore. And me and all the other mayors that are working on this are blah, blah, blahing.
Send them to other places.
Anywhere but in Washington, D.C., on Pennsylvania Avenue, in front of the big White House there.
Yeah.
That's the guy that can stop it tomorrow.
We have that today. The Minnesota Vikings, wait for it, lost. I know.
See you next year, boys.
I know. It's hard to believe, but the Vikings did, in fact, lose. Yes. So, I don't know. Is there a therapy sessions for Vikings fans, you think? Or what do we do to offer counsel to our fellow Vikings fans, Kev?
We did most of our therapy during the Bengals game afterwards. So
is that right?
I'm good. I moved on.
Who won the Bengals game?
Bengals did.
Did they really?
Yeah. It's a good game, too.
And another good quarterback.
Record-breaking fumble return for a TD. Yeah, it's good to see that.
They've got themselves a good quarterback there. So the Vikes lost. Sorry. Can't offer much counsel there other than to say, what'd you expect?
It's what we do. It is.
Actually, I think this could have been the year for the Vikes if they'd had the defense. There just was no way they were going anywhere. Whether they lost yesterday or whether they lost in the next round, they weren't going anywhere.
Well, and you got a couple question marks over Kirk Cousins and which Kirk shows up on any given day. And so we'll see.
Another story for you. Mall of America, a little controversy over the weekend. There was a gentleman wearing a Jesus Saves t-shirt. You've seen these before.
Oh, yeah.
Fairly common.
See them on bumper stickers, all sorts of things.
Yeah. I think it says more about the individual than it's trying to be like confrontational or anything else. It just tells you where the particular individual is. So, anyway, I have on tape here the security guard from the Mall of America tell this individual that the Jesus Saves t-shirt is offending Mall of America shoppers. And the
Mm-hmm.
The shopper is told, here's the deal. Take the shirt off and go ahead and shop. Otherwise, get out of here. Get out of the mall.
You been to Mall of America lately?
I'm trying to remember the last time. I've been there within the last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a huge Somali population in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
They are of the Muslim faith.
Sure.
That's who we're talking about. They are offended by a Jesus Saves shirt. But, you know.
It's a guy's T-shirt.
Well.
That's like saying, okay, you have a burqa on, I'm offended by it. I mean, what, I mean, you are who you are.
How about shut up, First Amendment? How about just shut up? Just do you.
Yeah.
You don't like my shirt, don't pay attention to it. Don't look at it. But they kick you out.
Well,
wow.
In Mall of America, security guards are the ones doing the boot. They're the ones saying, you're gone. And somebody's cell phone caught all of this. So it isn't a he said, she said. We actually have the, and it's loud, and I could play it, but you have to just trust me. This is what is going on. If you were wearing that T-shirt, Mall of America, and they told you you had to leave, what would you tell them? What would you say?
I wouldn't listen to anybody that was talking to me about anything like that.
You say I'm going to shop?
I wouldn't. I mean,
I'm going to wear my shirt?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I identify as a free speech advocate, so you can take your complaint and put it in the complaint box. That's what I would do. I take a complaint about my shirt, and I would take it to the complaint box.
Put it in the complaint box.
Put it in the complaint box.
Check that box, call it good.
Yes, put it in the complaint box. Let me know how it goes.
Right. By the way, the guy pleads. He's like, I didn't say a thing. I'm just wearing this T-shirt.
I'd be very colorful with these people. So let's just put it that way.
What I don't know is how it resolved. Video didn't go that far.
But again, these mall. First of all, you're talking about Paul Blart, probably some mall cop that had some people.
What did you say? Paul Blart?
Paul Blart. You ever see Mall Cop, the movie Mall Cop?
I did.
Kevin James' name in the movie is Paul Blart.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and Paul Blart.
How do you remember that?
I just do.
Okay.
I love the movie. But I use it as a phrase all the time. Oh, Paul Blart's here to tell us, where we can and can't walk or what we can do at the mall. You know, first of all, shut up, okay? This is, and unless you can show me somewhere that the rules for the Mall of America somehow circumcide the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, go back to busting shoplifters and leave me alone. And that's about as nice as I could put it if that was confronted to me. I almost want to go get a T-shirt like that and go to the Mall of America now, just so I can have this experience with these people.
I like your idea. You should load up a bus and head down there.
Just shut up.
It's pretty soon we're going to wake up one day and they're going to say, there's not enough customers at Mall of America between,
all of it.
Gun violence that's happening and...
Yep.
Stupidity, like, you're wearing a Jesus Saves shirt, take that off or else.
Or what? I would look at the guy, or what?
Well,
what are you going to do?
Or what was get out of the mall?
No.
You take the shirt off, you shop.
No.
Leave the shirt on, we kick you out of the mall.
Nah, not a chance. Anything else you want to try and do? Put your hand on me, and we're going to have a real problem. So, now what? So you better call the police and see how much I'm breaking the law here. I'm not. And you can show me a rule that says you get to decide what shirt I wear and what shirt I don't wear. Bring it. Show me the rule. These people. And, most people go, oh, geez, I'm sorry. All right. Oh, dude.
This guy wasn't doing that. He was.
Yeah.
He was
not
saying,
a chance. I will wear my Jesus Save shirt wherever I want to. You don't like it? Pound sand.
Would you take it off? It's our question. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Let's see here. What do we got? It is private property, says a listener, so they can do what they want, but I would make sure it went viral. Private property, enough reason for them to be able to have their say and say, well, if they don't want, they get to make the rules.
I would probably imagine that that probably plays into it.
So you're still going to
say... Your house, your rules. I get it.
You're still not going to succumb
to the rules. No. We're going to have a lot of fun with this before I leave.
I think the video is the best approach to this. People need to know about it. I really do. Texter says, Valley City Interstate, glare ice from rain. All right. Be careful there. Thank you for the update. If you're traveling that way. Oh, my gosh.
And you are correct. The Mall of America is a private entity and has the right to exclude demonstrations, etc. Yeah. So there's stories about it, people that have wanted to protest there and other things that have gone on there. I just don't go there, so that won't be a problem.
Jesus Saves is an inappropriate T-shirt. What have we become? We're crying out loud. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cross again. Maybe my heart will never mend. But I'm glad for all the good times. You brought me so much sunshine. And love was the best it's ever been.
Ronnie Miller.
Johnny's 80 today.
Doesn't seem 80 to me.
I know.
Is he still performing?
I think he still does shows. I'm not sure, though.
Great performer.
Oh, I remember seeing him at WeFest way back in the day. Great show.
He's 80 years old today.
80 years old today,
yep. That's why we're celebrating him with the bumper music on the program. It is snowing a little now in Fargo. We had a report of rain that is frozen over your Valley City on the interstate. Tough travel conditions. If conditions are rough where you are, let us know, would you? 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, all one word. Or what else is left? Did I give you everything? I think I did. Brought to you today by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They would have no problem with Jesus Saves on a T-shirt at Mall of America. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget. They have a 100% U.S.-based customer support team providing exceptional customer service. And you know what? They share your values. Support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, our veteran and first responder heroes. Find out more and get your free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. If you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Paul is next year on the road. Paul, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Just got off the interstate in Valley City, passed a pretty bad wreck, and one just before that with a semi that had gone into the ditch. Yeah, the roads are really, really bad around Valley City because of the rain, the freezing rain.
Wow. All right, so traffic speeds be what, would you say?
Once got close to the accident, I think around probably 30 miles per hour, somewhere around there.
Okay, wow. All right, appreciate that update. Another Valley City listener, Tony. What's on your mind, Tony?
Hey, I'm saying the same thing that Paul just did. Between the wind tower and Valley City, there's four rollovers. I'm traveling 45 miles an hour. Windshield wipers on, freezing rain on the windshield.
Oh, boy. That's wow. The worst.
That is. Yeah, thanks for calling and warning other people. We appreciate it very much.
Have a good day, guys.
Be safe out there.
Take Tony, your
thank
time.
You.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it very much. Texter says, Scott and Kev, is it just me or are all the new quarterbacks huge? Bills, Chargers, Giants all seem to be the trend.
Yes, that's not you.
They can run and see over the defenders.
Yes.
The small ones like Cousins will never amount to much, it seems. The Vikings once again leave us at the altar.
When you look at Kyler Murray, though, for the Cardinals, he's a little dude, you know. I mean, Cousins is more like, you know, average 6'2", but yeah, Herbert, Lawrence, all 6'5", 6'6". They're huge. I mean, these guys are big.
I'm going to defend.
Josh Allen is a big dude.
I'm going to defend Kirk Cousins. I think he was a force on and off the field for the Vikings. I also think if they had a mediocre defense, just an average defense, they would have done something. Their defense was horrible, and yet look what Cousins was able to do.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. And if they put a line around him, because he takes too long with the football in the pocket, but if they put a line around him that'll, you know, accommodate that wait time for him to find open receivers or work with him on that, it's a different game offensively, too. So we'll see. It's always next year.
Texter says, last week on news in Minnesota Muslim, students were in tears because an art teacher had them view or paint a picture of Muhammad. Teacher's contract was not renewed. I heard something about that.
This has all got to stop, all of this.
It's insanity.
In our schools. This is not your job in school.
Hijab okay, nun scarves are okay, priest minister collars, all black goth is okay. This was discrimination against a Christian.
No, clearly.
You know what he was told?
It's offensive.
By the security guard, Jesus is associated with religion and it's offending people.
See, now, that's the fact that someone entertained that complaint in a position of authority is shocking to me.
Me too.
I mean, if I'm a security guard and I get a complaint, hey, I don't like his T-shirt.
Tough bounce.
My response is, well, then don't look at it.
Yeah. Walk on by.
But for someone to take that complaint and take it to the, it makes me think of, well, what's, this has got to be staged or something. I don't, something, but come on. Really?
I'm with you. I'm with you. Another texter.
It's not how it works here. Maybe he can wear a shirt if he wants.
This listener says maybe they should rename the place Mall of Un-America.
Huh.
Another listener has a suggestion for a T-shirt for you, Kevin.
Oh, bring it.
Just shut up, First Amendment.
Yes, thank you.
Right?
I love it.
There you go. We've not talked about this too much yet, but the Biden administration is reeling from yet another lost document case. This listener says they're using stolen documents to take down Biden instead of his corrupt dealings in Ukraine and China. They're doing this in the same way they took down Andrew Cuomo for sexual harassment instead of nursing home murders. They know the end is near. They know the end is near, so they send him out on a lesser crime.
Mm-hmm.
Another listener, Republicans better not waste their time investigating worthless Biden documents. There's better things to do. The American people don't win with this. Interesting. In a few minutes, we're going to chat with Jack Maxey. Jack Maxey is the investigative reporter that tipped the New York Post to the laptop of Hunter Biden. He was the first guy to have possession of the laptop before it went into Rudy Giuliani's hands and then into the FBI's hands. There are reports that they are near a charge for Hunter Biden, supposedly. Been hearing this for 3-4 months, but we'll get an update from Jack Maxey about that. Also, about an hour from now, Congressman Kelly Armstrong will be here. We'll talk with him about... I'm real curious. My number one concern is, okay, when are the hearings? When are the hearings on the border? When is... What's his face? Department of Homeland Security. Alejandro Mayorkas. When is he going to be up there answering questions? And when he can't answer a question, might he actually be impeached? Get to the hearings. We'll ask. Coming up with Congressman Kelly Armstrong in minutes. So that and more right here. Stay tuned to What's On Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Chicago Democrat incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot is running for re-election to a second term in office against a field of 9 challengers. The election is February 28th. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
The Wall Street Journal's latest quarterly survey is revealing economists still expect higher interest rates to push the U.S. economy into a recession this year. On average, businesses and academic economists polled by the journal put the probability of a recession in the next 12 months at 61%. Government overspending is the main culprit. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her. I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on rolling. I keep on calling her name.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 27 before 10 o'clock. Special guest in the moment here for an update on the Hunter Biden case. Let's hope it ends the way it should, but I have my doubts. Back to the Mall of America case for a moment here. Shopper with a Jesus Saves t-shirt on told he has to leave the mall unless he takes the t-shirt off. A texter here wants to know, Kev, how would you react if I'm the security guard and I say, take this shirt off or you leave this mall, bucko?
America, okay? Yeah? Keep telling me. That's what I'm going
to
keep doing.
America. I'm telling you to leave them all.
No, love America.
Oh, you love America?
Love America, yeah.
And Jesus, obviously.
Yeah, well, no English. I speak fake any sort of dialect. I could just stand with a security guard for 20 minutes when he finally would throw his hands up and go, fine, wear the freaking shirt.
Yeah.
No, English? What? No, America. Yeah.
You're saying there's different rules?
I would just mess with his. I would mess with him as long as I could.
The non-English speaking.
Yeah. I would just mess with him.
Patrons of the Grand Cities, or what's it called? Mall of America?
Yeah. I would just mess with him. That'd be my thing.
All right. Freedom Matters USA Studios. Jack Maxey joins us on the program. Jack Maxey is quite the investigator. He, of course, collaborated with the New York Post to make sure you know about the Hunter Biden laptop, and also got it to Rudy Giuliani and then to the FBI. And what a unbelievable trail it's been. I thought we were due for an update from Jack. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing very well. Little correction. Rudy was the one who gave it to me to do the research on. I think the original guy was Mac Isaacs. But, yeah, I did give it to a number of news organizations from Washington Post to Daily Mail. I gave it to the Senate. I'm currently right now trying to negotiate a path to hand off all of the erased material to the House members investigating Hunter Biden. Part of that problem is it's just such a nuclear bomb, and it likely has things in it that without some immunity, I might someday get in trouble. But we're moving ahead. I don't think there's any question as to Hunter. I think that he's in big trouble. I think that the David Weiss investigation that's going on down in Delaware. Sure, he's going to get hit with some tax problems. They might even hit him with the gun issue where he bought the 38 pistol. But these aren't really the issues. And even Hunter's not the issue. The issue is, why was the Secret Service showing up when Hunter had a 38 pistol in 2018 to begin with? The statute meant that neither he nor his father had Secret Service protection, but there they are. The FBI showed up. The Delaware State Police showed up. And yet none of them filed any reports about this issue. So we have a security apparatus in this country, and if you're a Biden in Delaware, it stretches from the state all the way to Washington, D.C., where state and or federal agents are rescuing you from criminal activity. They don't rescue the rest of us. And the perfect example is Hunter's abuse of cocaine and his trafficking of women, specifically crack cocaine. And they're now trying to make it look like, oh, Hunter just had a problem when his brother got sick. Nonsense. Hunter brags about smoking crack all the way back to his college days in the early 90s at Georgetown. But yet nothing happens. And everybody needs to be aware it was Joe Biden who wrote the law that made 5 grams of crack cocaine equal to 150 or equal to 500 grams of powder cocaine. This was a racist law specifically directed at those people Hillary Clinton at the contemporaneously wanted to bring to heel. And it worked. It put 175,000 young African-American citizens in jail. It's a big boy prison for 5 years. And you've got federal agents rescuing Hunter up to the same thing. In that same spring of 2018 with the gun in Wilmington, you had two Secret Service agents, Robert Savage, Gail Pupillo. Unclear if Robert was still active. Gail had recently retired. But they show up at a hotel room in California where Hunter's spending $900 a night. He's got hookers, he's got crack, and he's accidentally Venmo'd $27,000 from a joint account that he has with his father or has access to. And they come to make sure his daddy gets his money back. But does anyone get arrested? No. Why are the Secret Service being told about banking activity on the Biden's accounts again in a year where, under the statute, the Biden family does not merit Secret Service protection? This is on and on and on. The real bad guys for your listeners here are not even the Bidens. They're just a bog Irish grifting family that would take money from a blind man's tin cup if they had the opportunity. But the real evil people here are CIA, FBI, the apparatus surrounding the Department of Homeland Security, which is, you know, in American history, a new organization, which is an umbrella for the Secret Service. These people have aided and abetted criminal activity by this family for decades and decades.
What's their motivation? Why do they do that?
Well, look how well they do when they leave, right? You know, if you kiss the ring while you're a security operative in the Secret Service or elsewhere, they all tend to get really big jobs after they leave. And we see this certainly in CIA, for example. You have Gina Haspel, who replaced Mike Pompeo. Now, Mike never told the president that Gina was chief of station in London while they ran the Steele dossier scam. She absolutely knows Ms. Wood. She claimed in hearings that, oh, I thought it was an FBI operation. This is a lie. And where's Gina Haspel now? She's got a board seat at British Aerospace, profiting on her promotion of global warfare as a civilian now. I mean, this is obscene. And as to Hunter and the prosecutor in Delaware, David Weiss, I called David Weiss 3 times in the first in the third week of March when I found that Hunter had root certificates that seemed to give him administrative function on the Department of Defense's email system. And I finally get a 2-star to shut it down, and he gives me David Weiss's direct telephone number, and he says, listen, you got to call up the attorney and offer him all his stuff for his investigation. This is March, almost a year ago. I called three times, spoke to people each time, and on the third iteration, David Weiss told me through his assistant or another one of his attorneys that his recommendation was, don't bring it to me, take it to the FBI. Really? Really? We know how well they've been at covering for the Bidens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Louis Freeh, former director of the FBI, is the consigliere of the Biden family. He sits on the board of directors of the Beau Biden Family Foundation, instituted to protect little children from child predators, people like Dad and Uncle Hunter. You have Louis Freeh was the one who went to Romania to try and get Hunter's criminal friend out of jail, a guy who was trying to help sell the Ploeste oil field to the communist Chinese with Hunter as the broker. I mean, these are dirty, dirty people, and they all need to be exposed. And I say it all the time. Everybody involved wants the U.S. Congress to do their duty. They want the United States Constitution to heal America. And I'm talking about foreign nationals who are involved in this, who are in possession of all of this as team players by design, waiting and hoping, just like Americans are, that the U.S. government can heal itself. But if they can't, it's all going to be released. Every single last thing will be released. And everybody will have mud on their faces. And then what do we have?
You got Joe Biden under the bus is what I think you have then. I mean,
well, I think Joe Biden's under the bus anyway. I now have news organizations that you would have never thought wanted this, who want it all now.
Right.
Including the Erased.
Including what?
No one's calling me a liar anymore. It's been a big cover-up. And, you know, you look at all the people who telling you, oh, I've got the definitive answer on the laptop. Oh, I did this, I did that. None of them did a survey to pull up the erased material, which is 80,000 additional images, 72 hours of pornography, 150,000 emails we haven't seen. These are all things that Hunter wanted to delete. And, you know, what was visible on his laptop, the undeleted portion, was horrifying in and of itself. Imagine what's in the 80,000 deleted images, which we stopped looking at after finding two dozen images of likely his niece's classmates doing highly sexualized things to each other through their little Fair Isle sweaters and their little Levi's jeans. But it was horrifying stuff, and under advisement, we stopped looking at it because if we found something, we'd have to turn over everything. And we wanted to recover as much as we could before that happened. But, again, David Weiss said take it to the FBI. I am still trying right now. If any of your listeners call your House members, I tried to do it last week. I want to deliver them the erased material. I want them to have it for their investigation.
We're going to talk to a House member in about 45 minutes here on the program, who is on the House Judiciary Committee. So we'll do our part. Short break. Want to finish a little bit more. I want to go back to an interview you did on Newsmax with Eric Bolling, where you were talking about how Democrats were going to find a way to throw Joe Biden under the bus. And it looks like that's happened. More after this on What's On Your Mind with Jack Nasser.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel.
A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love.
How about some beefy noodles for lunch today? 12th Avenue, 929 location of PetroServe USA, or their NP Avenue location, downtown Fargo, beefy noodles as well. Tater Tot Hot Dish and 45th at PetroServe USA. Salisbury Steak in Yulin. Glendon has lasagna today. Chicken fettuccine or lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tuna hot dish in Harwood. And don't forget Valley City with the always great lunch special options, multiple options, at PetroServe USA, Cafe USA. More of our conversation now with Jack Maxey. Nobody that has more information about the Hunter Biden laptop than Jack. And even as he tries to give it to law enforcement and media sources, it's amazing how challenging it is to get this information out there. What percentage of the total relevant criminal activity on the laptop is publicly known now, would you say, Jack?
I think people have an image of some of the illegal activity that went down, but no one's really talked about the really grievous stuff, like Hunter having essentially a spy put in there by his handlers in Beijing as the Bohai Harvest communications expert in his office at Swedish House. This person was sent to Beijing for a 5-week communications course. I don't think that was so they knew how to use, texts and email. They specifically want
the specific office for this person, which we perceive shares a wall with the Icelandic embassy, some very bad things. I mean, you talk about this woman, Jackie Bao. Jackie Bao is 100% a spy. She was the office manager in New York. I've heard from two sources she's an illegitimate child of one of the top leaders of the CCP. They want to ask her questions. This woman, Kathy Chung, that you've heard about, was a hire that Hunter put into his dad's office at the White House. By 2016, she's the gatekeeper for Joe Biden. All these things need to be answered. But I think, again, the real bad guys here are FBI and CIA and their failures. And in some cases, their outright abetting of these crimes needs to be uncovered, because the Bidens are one thing. A corrupted FBI, a corrupted CIA, and a corrupted Department of State and Department of Justice affects all of us. And that needs to be taken care of. And if there's courage, we take down the Chinese Communist Party, too. Let's face it. It's so clear that Chairman Xi signed off on half the stuff that went down with Hunter, particularly the $1.5 billion investment from the Bank of China. Bank of China has never done this with Goldman Sachs or Deutsche Bank or anybody else, but they did it with Hunter. Yeah. And that was signed off by Chairman Xi. And I don't think that Chairman Xi, after his failures with COVID, after his failures with the floods in 2020, after the collapse of the Chinese economy, is going to be able to survive another embarrassment, another sort of indication that he's lost the mandate from heaven in Chinese lexicon. I think that he likely goes down if our intel and if our law enforcement and particularly the House members have the courage to drag this to its bitter end. And I think the American people deserve it. I think the American people need to know just how bad things are, because otherwise there's no way we fix it. And I think when you talk about have the Democrats turned on Joe, 100%. I mean, Ilhan Omar yesterday said that, you know, this is very serious. This is, you know, could be the end of his career. Well, that's Ilhan Omar. They've decided he must go. I think they're stuck in a sad situation in that they also realize they've got to get rid of Kamala Harris and Spiro Agnew, her, for some sort of Gerald Ford character, before they throw Joe under the wheels. But I think it's coming. I don't think there's any way that it can be avoided at this point. And sure, there's going to be lots of, you know, surprise. I had no idea. You know, everyone's going to be Sergeant Schultz. But that's fine, too. We have another election in 2 years' time. And if the Republicans do their duty, they'll have control of both houses and the presidency. Just like they would have. If Comer and Jordan had had their press conference concerning Hunter Biden's laptop instead of on, you know, November 16th, if they'd had that on October 16th, they likely would have won the Senate in the last go-around, too.
Yeah.
So courage is the quality most in need, and I am praying for these guys that they have the huevos, you know, to saddle up their posse and take these people to jail.
I only have a minute left, Jack, but it looks to me like your prediction when you talked to Eric Bolling about Democrats coming after Biden and finding something that'll take him out is you see that playing out as just as you predicted in this FBI investigation and special counsel on the documents?
Yeah, well, who found those documents, right? That wasn't a Republican Senate aide. Somebody close to Joe Biden, right? And so he's being taken out by the inside in a way that can absolve everyone else from having any responsibility. I think probably the big winner here is Donald Trump, because they won't be able to prosecute Donald Trump if they decide they can't prosecute Joe Biden.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Fascinating, Jack. Appreciate it. You're tireless, and always appreciate your detail and all the great information, and hope we continue to see this play out, and as you say, we find some courage soon. All the best to you.
Thank you so much, guys. America's worth it. Stay in the fight.
America is worth it. Stay in the fight. Jack Maxey, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up. And more of your calls next.
Hey, some big news. The 2024 election could be America's last one. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new book, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war underway in America. Democrats' woke culture and a new generation are destroying our culture and ending our freedoms. Horowitz says their plan is taking place in our schools, our churches, even in our military. This week you need to watch David Horowitz on the Chris Salcedo Show as he reveals the real threat of Biden, Obama, big media, and more. Horowitz names names. So tune in today to Newsmax, the network I watch, and see Chris Salcedo and David Horowitz. And make sure you get a copy of The Final Battle. Newsmax calls it the best book of 2023. In bookstores everywhere, or get the free offer and save $28. Just go online to FinalBattle611.com. FinalBattle611.com and get your free copy today. And be sure and watch Newsmax today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.